You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Good morning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I like to have a scripture reading before the word comes on. And I'll be coming from Psalms 136, only 1 to 9, which reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I am Minister Gloria Ross of New Life Assembly of God, praising him every day, for his mercy surely endureth forever. Amen. We want to continue to pray for everyone to be blessed of the Lord and to remain in his word until he comes. In Jesus' name. Now, here is Pastor Ross.
Well, praise the Lord once again. We're so grateful, merciful, compassionate, and we thank the Lord for everything that's going on. Praise God. There have been trials and tribulations, but God brings us through them all. The Bible tells us that when we stumble, God raises us up. A righteous man fall, but seven times, but he gets back up, praise God, and we thank him, the Lord, for everything, praise God. We want to look at the Word of God this morning in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, because God has called his ministers to do the great work that he wants them to do, and we are not proud of what we're doing. We give the Lord all the praise and the honor and the glory, because we take no credit for anything that we do. It all belongs to the Lord. Minister Brody, you know that when God calls us, he calls us for a purpose. That purpose is to glorify him.
Amen.
And only him, not to exalt ourselves. And many people today exalt themselves because they say, well, look what I've done. You have done nothing, because the Bible tells us that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen.
My strength, my health, my everything comes from the Lord. If I have an understanding of what God's word says to me as a child of God, I give him all the credit.
Amen.
Now, when God looks at us, he sees everything, the beginning and the end of our behavior and whatever it is that we are doing, praise God. Now, the word tells us listen to what I'm saying out there in radio land. A lot of you may hear what I'm saying, but you may not respond to what I'm saying. But I'm not looking for your response. I'm looking that you would receive and give the Lord all the praise and the honor and the glory, because many people have gone through a lot of trials and tribulation, and there are some today, right now, even this hour as I speak, are going through some form of trial, and they have not completed that trial, but God is going to bring them through.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
God is going to bring them through. So we have to continue to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay firm. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and keep what God has said, not what man said. You know, the Bible tells us that we're to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole, complete armor of God. And God's armor is total protection.
Praise God.
Just stay there with that and give him all the praise. All right. The Bible tells us that he alone is able to do the miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to do all things. He cannot fail. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You cannot fail. What you're able to do is impossible, what man is able to do. You know, the Bible tells us wherever it is, praise God, it says that he's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ask or think.
Yes.
According to the power that worketh within us.
Ephesians 3:20. Yes. Mm-hmm.
He is able to do exceeding great and precious promises. He can fulfill everything. He is able. We're not able. He's able to do exceeding and great things.
Amen.
And we depend on him.
Okay.
All right. So what we were talking about today is Ephesians 4th chapter. And that's a wonderful chapter. Because he that descended on high, Jesus descended on high. He that descended on high also descend first.
Mm-hmm.
Underline that word first, to the lower parts of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave gifts unto men. God called you. If he called you, you didn't call yourself. If he called you, he called you for a divine purpose. And we must honor that purpose, realize why he called us, and fulfill it. Don't allow anything or anybody to step in the way to keep us from fulfilling that purpose and that purpose alone. So he that descended on high first descended to the lower parts of the earth,
mm-hmm,
and gave gifts unto men. First he gave what? Apostles. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
He sends folks out, praise God, who he called to set up churches. Amen.
Praise God.
Apostles, then prophets. Well, let me tell you what apostle is. Apostle is one that has been sent forth to set up churches. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did, because the disciples, first of all, they were one that was sent forth. You know, when Jesus called his disciples,
mm-hmm,
he chose them. That's the first thing.
Yes.
They were just disciples.
Yep.
And then after that, they were sent forth, which were apostles.
Praise God.
You see? Isn't that one of them?
Yes.
Because he sent them out. Apostles. And then the prophets come. Mm-hmm. Prophets. Isn't that good? The prophets. Apostles, prophets, and then he went on and he had the evangelists to go. Evangelists to go out and reap the harvest. They're harvest gatherers. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. Evangelists are harvest gatherers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They got, because if you really look at it, you got the prophets, you have the apostles, the prophets, then you have the evangelists, which is the harvest gatherers.
Mm-hmm.
They go out, they stir it up, and they bring the harvest in. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
God knows how he's going to do whatever that needs to be done. The harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has what?
Pastors and teachers.
Then he's got the pastors. Once the harvest is gathered, then he has
the pastors and teachers.
The ones he's going to teach you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that way you have to be taught.
You just definitely.
A lot of people don't want to be taught. They want to run around. They pick up a Bible, go around, and start telling people things which they don't even understand themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even understand themselves. You have to be taught the Word of God.
Yes.
You see? And when you're taught the Word of God through the pastor and the teachers, then you're able to tell somebody something. And many people today, they don't want to be taught. They want to pick up a Bible and go running and saying, well, I'm this, I'm that. But you're not that. You have to rely on what the Word of God says. So the pastor's response, but you notice pastors
and
teachers.
Yes.
This is it's two things here.
Yes.
Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a conjunction. So you got pastor, then you and teachers. You have anointed teachers.
Yes.
God has anointed them. A lot of people don't want to be a teacher. You know, they want to take the glamour and say, well, I'm able to do this. And many times you see a pastor out there on the field, you know, trying to evangelize. I mean, if you have meetings set up, you can't take the place of an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different anointing. There's a different anointing for each one of those offices.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it is. You cannot walk into the office of somebody else. You can't do it. You got to stay in that office that God is calling you. And when you stay in that office, the anointing is there.
Praise God.
Do you believe that?
That's the Word of God.
Yeah, you stay in that office, and the anointing is there because God has anointed you for that particular office, and you will fulfill it. Because if you go and step in somebody else's office, you cannot fulfill what God has anointed you to do. And many times you have people that have stepped in somebody else's office,
mm-hmm.
and it's just not working.
No.
You may have a few things going on, but it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. You scatter the sheep. People will come, but they won't stay long.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at a particular church there was a sister. She said, well, yeah, I love that the preaching and everything, but every time I come, there's a blaze of glory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about the anointing on that person.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't what she liked.
Oh.
She wanted to be taught, you know?
Amen.
So we get down to the pastors and teachers, and then they go on down further there. You want to read down?
Right, the disciple ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Yeah. So all of this is working together, you know, for the edification of the church.
Amen.
That's why you can't brag about it. It's bringing in together everything for the edification of the church, not man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's being done for the work of the ministry.
Yes.
Now listen, for the edification, for the building up of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the church has to be built up.
Yes.
For the work of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
For the perfecting of the church. For the work of the ministry, not for man, but for the work of the ministry. Praise God. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So the ministry has to be built up. And that's how it's being built up. And a lot of times the enemy comes in and try to, you know, mess up what's going on, give some people the big head. And what happens, they say, well, I don't have to be here. I'll go some other place. So now that's a thing that has caused a lot of problems.
Yes.
Give a person a big head, he leaves, and it causes a problem in the ministry. But you have to be locked in, realize who you are, your purpose there, remain there, and the church continue to be built up. The strengths continue to be there.
Yes.
But a lot of times people don't want to do that. They want to run around and do things that's contrary to what the Word of God is saying. But anyway, God is still in control.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the church needs the strength. And the strength only comes from the Lord. And that's only when one is obedient to what the Word of God is saying.
Yes.
So for the work of the ministry, for the perfection of the saints, and that way the saints that are there will not be tricked or deceived. Because a lot of things that's going on, people are being deceived. They are. You want to read it? You want to read it?
Yes. Till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, until the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Yeah.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried off.
See, that's what happened. They're carried to and fro like little children.
And carried by what every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and
by
cunning craftiness.
By the sleight of men.
Uh-huh. And cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto a man in all things, which is head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, by which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify, Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling has given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If so, be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Therefore, that you put up concerning the former conversation, that's the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with the neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to that old devil.
Don't give no place, son.
That's right.
A lot of people give place to the devil. They say, oh, ain't nothing gonna happen. I'm tired of him. And they give place to the devil. That's why you have to be careful. A lot of times people give place to the devil. You see, when you when you do something that's contrary.
Yes.
Yeah. To what the word of God is saying, you know better, but you're doing it anyway.
Uh-huh.
You're giving place to the devil.
Amen. Let him that stole steal no more.
See, well, there's another thing, see. You used to steal. You still have the opportunity to steal, but don't steal.
Amen.
Go to work with your hands that you will have to be able to give to somebody else. The opportunity will be there, but you don't have to do that. You see?
But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth.
Yeah.
And let no corrupt communication
come out of your mouth.
Proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed unto the day of redemption.
You know, when something is sealed, it's sealed. I remember when I was growing up. Well, I'm still growing up, but we're growing up in the Lord. But what is happening is that my grandmother used to seal fruits, like peaches, and we used to gather them in the summer, and okra and tomatoes and, you know, all these things, and seal them. So when the winter comes, you'll have something to eat, you know, apples and all that other stuff. So how she would take these mason jars, mm-hmm. and she would seal them.
Mm-hmm.
And she would put them in the hot water, turn them upside down, put them in hot water, and then when you hear them pop, they're sealed.
Amen.
You know, so the only one that could open them up would be who?
Huh?
Would be you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be the only one that could open them up. So it's the same thing with the sealing. You were the only one that could break the seal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break the seal,
that's it.
You open it up.
That's it.
Because they can't open up themselves. Man, and I'm telling you, boy, when she would crack one of them jars of peaches, especially when it's cold out there, man, and you want something sweet, jar of okra and tomatoes and all that stuff, man. Yummy, 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 yummy. But see, all that's wisdom.
Yeah.
That's wisdom. She was trained to do that, and now you see it, so you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they seal them jars, man, and you have that stuff, man, it's good.
Uh-huh.
The peaches, sweet peaches. I mean, no deterioration. Sweet peaches.
Uh-huh.
Kept the same fruit, sweetness, and you were able to eat them, man.
Amen.
You were able to eat. So I want to tell you today that, that everything we're doing is not to make ourselves happy, but it's to be joyful in the Lord and realize that God and God alone, he's the one that has done everything. He descended first to the lower parts of the earth. In other words, he went to hell first. And thank God that that's what he did. That's why it says that he that descended to the lower parts of the earth, you know, the lower parts of the earth is hell.
Mm-hmm.
He went down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Captain 3.
Amen.
Thank God he did.
Yep.
Because if he didn't, you would have to go there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You would have to go there. And he said that he descended to the lower parts of the earth first.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people say, well, when Jesus went to hell.
Yes.
Well, he did.
Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the lower parts of the earth first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he released the captives down there.
Mm-hmm.
And the captives down there were the old saints.
All saints, right.
He released them first. Everybody, he didn't go to the burning side of
No. Mm-mm.
He went to the lower part of the earth and released the captives free there.
Mm-hmm.
That believed.
Yep.
Boy, hell must be a terrible place.
Oh, yes, it is.
Terrible place.
Mm-hmm.
So he set the captives free there.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with him after the resurrection. They came up with him.
Yes.
Because he didn't stay down there.
No.
He didn't stay down there because I think in Matthew 51, he arose.
Yes, he did.
And he came up. And he came up with those resurrection saints.
Yes.
But what I couldn't understand, and I still don't understand, is that they stayed on earth with him.
For 50 days? 50?
51 days, yeah.
Yes, sir.
What did they do here on earth? You know, what did they do? They walked around and they couldn't go anywhere.
No, not until he went up.
Huh?
Not until he went up.
They couldn't go anywhere because he hadn't gone.
That's right.
He needs some more study on that.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't go anywhere because he couldn't do it. He stayed on earth
mm-hmm.
until he went and laid that blood.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Laid that blood.
Praise God. But we don't want to end without offering an invitation, extending an invitation to the hearers out there. Amen. So, you know, in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the only way you're going to be saved is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done on the cross of Calvary. Repenting of your sins and then telling Jesus that you have mourned him as Lord and Savior of your life. Amen?
Amen. But the thing of it is, I like where the word says is, they that have received Jesus
mm-hmm.
have put on Jesus.
With Jesus. And walk as he walked.
They put on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They got dressed up in Jesus.
Amen. And
Praise God.
They want you to walk as he walked.
And walk even as he walked.
Amen. Praise God.
That's why what keeps troubling me is that, you know, people talk about Jehovah. And what happened is that Jehovah can't save you. And that's what keeps troubling me. Jehovah can't save you, but Jesus can.
Jesus can. Amen.
Because Jesus is Jehovah of the Old Testament. But you gotta say, I receive you, Lord Jesus,
amen,
as my personal Savior. Well, good God Almighty. God is great, mighty, and able to do all things. And all you have to do is put your faith, trust and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't worry. Don't fret. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. I receive you. Come into my heart, and I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life. Well, until next time, I'm Pastor Ross. Don't forget that we are who we are, and we love you, and call on this phone and let us know whether you receive or not, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
God bless.
On to the next broadcast. We went over? Hello?